Mishnah. We had a little bit of break from Nezikin. We discussed Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. Then we hazard the sugya of tshuva that we learned before Yom Neiron. And now we go back in the second half of the Mishnah. The first half of the Mishnah, is the halacha, either Hezek, Riya, Shmei Hezek, or the halacha of two people, two shutfim, two shcheinim, who are mechayiv each other to put up a wall. And the Mishnah then, depending on which lashon, then adds on that that what we are mechayiv each other is kiminag ha-medina. So the first half of the Mishnah is a sugya of Hezekriya, a sugya of kiminag ha-medina, a sugya of weather. We discuss when can one be meichel ha-minhagim. Second half of the Mishnah is a sugya of toyin v'nithan. Right? Second half of the Mishnah is when things go wrong. Second half of the Mishnah is brings back memories of Metziah, Shnayim Oichel and Metallus. So we have a chance to dabble a little bit into the sugyas of Toin Vinita. So that's what the Mishnah begins. Lefichachim nofal ha-koysel ha-mokim va-abonim shol shneyem. Does Chazal say, Rabbi Yudah Nasi now is telling us what's the din if they come to Beis Din, they have these two people, they have a wall between them, the wall fell down, and there's a sichsuch between the two. Who owns the wall? Who owns the space under the wall? Who owns the stones of the wall? Lefichach im nofal ha-koysel, the Mishnah, I'm reading the Mishnah for a moment, Hamokim im nofel ha-kosel, and there's a sichsuch, so ha-mokim ve-avonim shol shneyem, so we split it. V'chein begina mokim shenogu ligdor mechayim v'noisoi. So now we learn the Gemara, so it means that a gina is a place, a stam gina is like this, is kedin, a place is mokim shenogu ligdar, abol bevika, stam bika is mokim shenogu shaloi ligdar, say mechai v'naisai, elim ratza, so kainis asech shaloi, boi nevaisa chazis mi bachutz, what's va'osa chazis mi bachutz, the Gemara tells us, va'osa chazis mi bachutz, at first blush, it's the Mishnah is giving you an Eitzah that one has to put a siman. If one is building something in a situation where it could become contentious later on, so put a siman. And Chazal tell us how to put a siman, where the siman should go. Lefichach im nafal ha-koysel ha-mokim v'avonim shaloi. In that case, im nofal ha-koysel, so then it belongs to the person who built it in his place. Im osu mida shenayim boininis ha-koysel b'yem tzavoysin chozes mikan u'mikan v'firuch im nofal ha-koysel ha-mokim v'avonim shol shneyim. And then we'll get to the last line with the Gemara that questions this line in the Mishnah. What is this line teaching us? Just giving us advice. V'chi le'ramon. No, no, we just have a line how to protect yourself from robbers, from gazlonim. So I have to come back to that line. Okay, so now the Gemara in Daf Dalam and Aleph. Lefichach, im Nafal HaKosel HaMokim HaVonim Shal Shneyem. Mara says, Pshita, this is unnecessary. Loi, it's not unnecessary, Tzrich, it's necessary. The Nafal Rishusa Dechad Meinayu, that it all fell into Reuven's area. So now we have to point out that the Reuven and Shimon still split it. Inami, or not that it fell, but the Paninu Chad Rishusa Didei, that as soon as it fell, so Reuven took all the stones into his side. Shimon said, this guy's a tzaddik. He's cleaning up my lot, and he's taking all the stones in his lot. And then he finds out he's not such a big tzaddik, because he says selling it. He claims they're all his. So Maura Teima Nahavi Ido Chamoitzi Mechaver all love her raya. So now the Gemara says we have that here is a very significant chiddush. We have a klal and kol terukula that amoyts mechavel araya. That means the Gemara is saying that now maybe we should look at Reuven as being the muchzak, and Reuven is making a taina. I built the walls. I know there's a mishnah. I know. But we didn't follow the Mishnah. I'm a bigger tzaddik. I know the Mishnah says that we can split it. I know the Mishnah says that we put on shared property. I was a tzaddik. I didn't do it. It all belongs to me. The land is mine. The stones are mine. So Gemara says, so l'chara, the Shimon now is a moitzi from a muchzak. So Gemara says, kamash malon, that kamash malon, that he's not a muchzak. Kamash malon, that he's not a moitzi. Kamash, so what's the kamash malon? What's the chiddush, Elijah?
That the default is that there should have been, and not the default isn't that one has to bring a riot onto the other. The default is that they have an equal stake in the property, and not that someone has to prove that they have equal stake in the property.
But so Elijah is saying that the Mishnah Machadish and Din of Shutfin. In other words, he said a whole shear. Right, he said. Normally, we would say that there's a din of a moitzi mechaver. I normally would say that one is a muchzak, one is a moitzi. So Elijah said there's a chiddush that shutfin are not governed by the rule of a moitzi mechaver all of a raya. Very important chiddush, right? Two guys are partners. They buy they're wholesale partners. They buy stock together. That's documented. They're on the LLC together. And then, for whatever reason, there was a flood in the wholesale place. So Reuven moves half of the stock to his basement. And then Reuven sells it. And Shimon says, how come I didn't get any revenue this month? Because our wholesale place was flooded and we didn't have anything to sell, but you were selling our stock. No, I wasn't selling. I said that was my stock I was selling. So Elijah says that even though normally you would say amoytzi mechaver olive raya, that Reuven has to bring a raya now that this stock belonged to him. So Elijah saying, oh, shutfim is different. Shutfim is not governed by Moitzi Mechaver Olav Araya. It's very upset. It's a big chiddush. I'm eyeing into this. Why would Shutfim be exempt from Tvisa? So even though it's an intuitive approach, we have to explain it. Right? So how's he learning Pshat? Pshita, what's the Pshita? What is the Pshita? What did you say? What's the pshita? So the pshita is that the din is pasha. Right? The Gemara is saying pshita. Of course, I'm walking my bones. No, it's it's not poshut when one becomes a muhzak. Then we have to figure out whether we impose upon them the din of a mitzvah or all of a raya. Right? What's the basis for muhzakos, by the way? Why is there a din of a mitzvah or a raya? Who's called a muhzak? What's a mitzvah or a raya based on? Go ahead. So we apply the rule about Moitz Mechaber Ol Meraya. Akiva is saying a word, and on our sugya, the second Manda Omar, right, the first scenario, it all fell into my Rishus. The second Manda Omar, I cleaned it up. So Akiva is saying that the guy who cleaned it up said, I cleaned it up, obviously it's mine. Right, Akiva is saying the second scenario, the guy actually has a taina for his muhzakos, but the first scenario, there's no taina for muhzakos. Right, but what's the basis for a moitzi mechaver ol v'ra? It's a double-edged question. A moitzi mechaver, why do we assume that we're Americans, so we assume possession is 9/10 of the law, but how did Chazal come to that conclusion? Go ahead.
Shlomo Yehi Klav had always the tofis that I can't just go over to someone and grab this thing and say, I'm the owner now. It's whoever was the previous
Muslim. So you're saying that a Muslim is a consensus. We all get together and we say, if we're not going to have a Muslim raya, then we're going to have the anarchy. So therefore we've established because the alternative would be anarchy. The alternative would be that we would be a dysfunctional society.
No, that's talking about the that's the difference. That's the shua of what's it called? It's
a reason for some shua. I don't think it has to do with. So what's a mitzvah of a raya? Why does halacha give significance to possession? So first of the sugya, go ahead.
I can't remember the term, but where it's like whoever's like on it, like called the Alam Gavar or something like that.
Chazaka kol maditachas yodesh ha'adam shalayu. Gemara said, the first time, Baitzim HaVarai is a Gemara in Bavitsiyah, Gemara Bavakama. But the Gemara says that this is one of the classic examples where the Gemara says, some say, yesh oimrim krav, yesh oimrim svara. Right, the machloek is exactly what's the basis. Is the basis a svara, or is the basis a pasuk? What would the pasuk be in the end of Mishpatim? So the Gemara, the Torah says that when Moshe Rabbeinu went back up to Har Sinai, so he left Aaron and Hur in charge. And the Gemara says anybody who had, the Torah says that whoever had it in Torah would come to Aaron and Hur. And the Gemara darshans from the lashon of the pasuk that whoever wanted to take away from somebody else, so the Gemara says, you see from there they call mashatachas yod. He's a muhzak. A din Torah means I claim, I need to bring you to a din Torah. So that means if I have to bring you to din Torah, that means you have the upper hand, right? Lu yitzur. That we would say any moment that is mutal besafik, the moment I have a taina, that your laptop is my laptop. So right away, if lu yitzur, we would say right away, that becomes questionable property. So that means we both have to go to Beis Din, right? But the Torah says, no, one guy brings, you can bring Shimon to Beis Din. So if Reuven's bringing Shimon to Beis, that means that one guy has the upper hand, and he says he can sue me in court. So that means that why does one guy have the upper hand? Beis is not putting an injunction in. That means that one guy continues to function, that the item is his. It's his laptop. The guy with the taina has to go to Beis. That's the lashon of the Gemara. The person who has the taina has to go to court. The person, the Gemara, the Lushan is the Gemara, the guy who has the illness goes to the doctor. Right? So I have a problem. My problem is you have my laptop. You don't have a problem that I'm a tyrant against you. You have it. Why not? Why shouldn't you have a problem? I claim you're a Goslin. I'm a kosher yid, and I'm a claim you're a gazan. So why don't we say, if I claim you're a gazan, you should be going to... So Gemara says, no, my taina that you're a gazan doesn't impact your behavior. So that's koma shetachas yada. The Gemara says, no, ilay misvara. What's the svara? The svara is possession. Chazoko koma shetachas yada shaloyu. We have an assumption that in my clothes, my jacket is mine. My Gemara is mine. So the Gemara over here says, so one guy now comes to Beis Din and he's a muchzak because it all fell into his property. So the other person is the moitzi. So the Gemara says, kamash malon, that in this case there's no muchzakos. Right? Even there's the sadistic principle of al toin v'nitan is ha-moitzi mechaveri all love haraya. That it's not momin al-mutl b'safek. So we hear the Gemara saying, pshat in the Gemara is, I have a chid, pshita, that they both divide it up. Ein hachanami, if the wall falls directly and half is in yours and half is in mine, yeah, pshita, we split it, right? But the Gemara will say, pshita later on, if we have a simen, then it belongs to both. But what happens if we come to Beis Din and how do we come to Beis Din? Do we come to Beis Din as I have to sue you to come to Beis Din? Do we come to Beis Din, you're the muhzak, you get to do whatever you want until I go to Beis Din, bring you to Beis Din, bring my rayas. And if I don't have a raya, if I don't have Edom, if I don't have a shtar, right? You're two different stories, right? 30 years ago, we were the best of friends, and we didn't have any stories. And 30 years ago, my story is, we built it together. And your story is, when you remember, you didn't want to build it. You didn't have the money to build it. You wanted to have, you had this idea that we're going to live together, it won't be from hell. You had all these ideas of having a joint. And I said, I want to build it. And it was Nidin L'Chalukah. Then they go to Beis Din. Each one brings their wife. And they corroborate, don't corroborate the story, whatever it is. If there is no, then there's no Edom, no Shtoreis, so then one guy walks away, he's Muchzuk. And my story, finished, done. So Gemara says that in this case we don't say that. All right? We don't say that. Why don't we say that? So Elijah says a chiddush, that a chiddush of shutfus, right? But let's just make sure we get pshat in the Gemara correctly. What's pshita? So now we're saying what's poshut is that if I don't sweep it into one side, then we split it up, right? Pshita, so what does Rashi say? Rashi says, the way Akiva learned pshat, pshita da havonim shol shneim, the afilu loy posak lon dino de masnisim, that even if we wouldn't have this din, hamelamdeinu shemitchila ben shneim osua, even if we wouldn't have this din, al korchem hayu chalkin b'shove, ha'avonim sher b'shu shneim munachim, V'yad mi mehem tigbar. Pshita, there's no muchzakos. The Gemara says, oh, we're talking about muchzakos. All right? So when Rashi learned the Mishnah, he said, pshita, then, de'afilu loiposak lon dina de masnisin. Why is Rashi being marach about pshita? There's pshitas all over Shas. And Rashi very rarely is marach. Pshita, this whole din. No, why is he being marach? Go ahead.
Because if you read pshita, the other way to read pshita, I would assume, would be pshita, how we understand it, kamash malan. Pshita, that there is an implied shutfus between these two people, and therefore we had to teach the thing.
No. I don't think that one would say pshita for a certain akimta. No, why is Rashi being marech pshita talvanim shoshneim da filo le pasak landina de mesdis and am lamdeno. Go ahead.
I guess I don't know exactly. It could just be like an additional chiddush that he's teaching us, that you, like, when I first read the Ramina, when I first read the Gemara, so we said pshita is, you know, it's shneim shiratz. So both of them wanted to build the mechitza. So if it falls, it belongs to both of them. Rashi is teaching you, even if it wasn't a shneim ratzo, so even if, you know, let's say one of them forced the other bel karchach to do it, still there's an additional, you know, additional pshita almost.
So let's look at the Rimigash. The fichachim nafal akoysel amokim avonim shol shneim pshita keloimar kevon shemin hadinu sheyivne hakoysel beemtza. Since the halacha is that they have to build the wall in the middle, vaitzas habinyan shol shneim, and the expense of building it is shared. Hadover yadua sheim. Nafal hamlokim ba'avonim shoshneim ve'ein echad mein yochol l'tayn v'leimar sheli levadi ad sheyami raya lidvara u'mitetzinon loy tzericha dekodem chad minayu u'peninu l'rishusay. So the Rimigash is saying that the Pshita is on the din of is on the din of the Mishnah. Is the Pshita on the Lefichach or is the Pshita on the din? Right? And when you read the Mishnah, Hakol Kiminag Avdina. Sorry. Lefichach, therefore, because we just said this din, if nafal hakoysel, hamokim v'avonim shol shneihem. Did I miss the name? Lefichach, therefore, if nafal hakoysel, hamokim v'avonim shol shneihem. And what happens if the din, if there would not be a din, that they have to build it together and share the area? There's a din, right? Let's take the case of the Mishnah where it's a field that is not nitin lachaluka, but then there's a din of hezek riyash, and we decide we're going to divide it, and there's a din of hezek riyash mei hezek. Right, so we are. So therefore, we have to build a wall. Lefichach, since you both have to build a wall, so therefore, hamokim yavonim shel shneihem. Now, what would happen if there wasn't a din that we have to build a wall? Hold on. There wasn't such a din. What's the inference in the Mishnah? Because there's a din that we both have to build the wall. Therefore, if it falls, now Louis said there wasn't such a din, but you have a wall in between two pieces of property. So, and it fell. So, wouldn't we say that it gets divided? Normally, when you come across a pshita and shas, what's the pshita asking?
Why do we need this
altogether, right? So, the way that we would read this pshita is pshita. Who needs a din when they have to divide it together? That's the din. We would certainly divide it up. Right, or in this particular case, right? In this particular case, the question is pshita. I don't need a lefichach. Okay, now let's.
That's Rashi.
Correct. All right, let's look at Rashi more carefully now. Rashi says, Pshita, afilu leiposek londina de masnisa. Rashi's saying, why do I need a leficha there? The Rimi Gash is saying, Pshita lekola Torah kula. Rashi's being marach, afilu leiposek londina de masnisa. Ha milam deinu shemitchila ben shneim osu al karchom. Hayu chalkin b'shavavonim. I don't need an extra svara. Lefiro, because we paskin the din, that they're mechuyev to build the wall together, so that din, in other words, when we learn the Mishnah, the first Mishnah, Ashutvin Shecholku, let's take the biggest chiddush. The biggest chiddush is Hezek, Rishma Yezek. Two guys decide to build a wall, to separate. We are not going to impose upon them to build a wall. So now the Gemara says, because Beis Din is imposing upon them to build a wall, so now when I give you another din. Minigam Dina. You can't even decide how the wall should look. I'm going to give you another din. Because Hezek v'yishma Hezek, and we're going to impose this din on you. So now, we're moving into Toin Minitan. We're coming to another Erev Shulchan Aruch. Should there ever be a Sichsuch? Because we have this din, has another ramification. There's no Muchzuk Kos over here. So Rashi says, that's not the way Chazal should be teaching us. Chazal don't need Lefichach. Lu Yitzuyer. There was no din of Hezek v'Yishmei Hezek. And there's a wall sitting between two properties. So, wouldn't we divide it up? That's the Morse Kasha. Wouldn't we divide it up anyways equally? Afilu loy posak landina de masnis and amalamdenu shemitchila ben shneim masu al korcham. Hayu chalkin bishav avonim shevishus shneim unachim. Viyad mimeyem tigbar. Rimigash, Kilaimar, Shiminadin, Hoy Hu, Sheyivne Akoisel Beemza, right? Voitsos Habinyan Shoshneim, Sadover Yodua, Shimnofal Amokoim, Vavonim Shoshneim, Venechemen Yocholitain, Veloimar, Shalila Vadi. This Rimigash is a pshita in kola terakula. This makes sense. Minadinu sheyivna kaisel biyemsa. It's natural, it's normal. Haytzas to be shushneiyim. Hadavri yedua shem nafalam. Okay, mevanu shushneiyim. Benecha michal umetetzin and loy. Tzvicha dekan mechamayu bepninu shusay v'taiten. Vani penisi nami. Vosin nafal dinu mechamayu. Ma'u deteima came into b'shusa kaimel lehavi idacham vaytzi. Kamash melon. Kamash Malon, Elijah's Chiddush, the Shushan, the Kai Gavno, the Machazke Adoni, Mishimblei Kapte Adoni. The Chiddush is that Kol Mashi Tachas Yerushom Shaloyu, that's a Muchzukos. What's the basis for that Chazaka? Because the people would not let it happen if it didn't belong to me. I have a Gemara over here. I had this for the last, since the beginning of his mind. If this Gemara belonged to somebody else, they would have taken it by now. So the basis for Chazakah, the basis for possession is 9/10 of the law. The basis of the halachic approach to possession, according to this Rimi Gash, is because no one's complaining. So the Rimi Gash is, but when you have a situation where nobody complaining, it doesn't tell you anything, right? We're partners. We have been doing wholesale business for 10 years now. So if you have something in your basement, something in my basement, we're not mocking, we're doing business together. There are many days when I go vacation, you're running the factory by yourself. You go vacation, I'm running it by myself. We have years and years of not being makbin on each other. So now, the fact that you have something in your car, in your basement, and I'm not complaining, that doesn't mean anything. You can't turn around and say, oh, muchzok, kol mashal yodi, tachas yodi. Yeah, clapping anybody else, but not clapping your shutev. Right? So the Rimi Gash is saying that I don't need this whole din. The Gemara says I don't need to be taught the din that when a wall falls, the neighbors have equal claim. So the Gemara says that you do need to be taught that Muchzakos is undermined over here. Why is Muchzakos undermined? Because of Shutfim. And Rashi's pshat in the Sugya is that this Gemara seems to be saying that because there is a din of Achiv, of us to put up a wall, nothing to do with Shutfim, nothing to do with the neighbor, that we have there is a rule, a law that we have to put up a wall together. So that law that we have to put up the wall together, so that prevents me from establishing any possession. What do you mean establishing possession? The wall is mandated by the wall mandates partnership. But Louis and Sir, the wall wouldn't mandate partnership. So then I don't know if Elijah's Svara stands. Right? Elishutif mapik minei beloy raya. Ve'iu deton de delay ninu. Olav raya. Ve'chol kai gabna. Hochi dayinen lay. Ve'zeden mefurish oid kemoike meperga bayis valia. Right? So this would seem to be the Ben Hanan, it seems to be a Rimigash approach. Okay? So what have we pointed out so far? The Gemara, it seems like an innocent Gemara Pshita. All right? Pshita. And they say there's muchzakos. Okay, so now, first we have to understand what is the chiddush of here. So the Gemara says that there is a very, very substantial, significant chiddush, because there's a rule in Kol HaTorah Kula, HaMoitz Mechaveh L'Raya, and now we have a disruption in that Yesod in Kol HaTorah Kula. This case, we will not say muchzakos. We will say that this is Momin HaMutl B'Safek. It's like putting an injunction. Normally, by muchzakos, you can't put an injunction against me. You have to take me to Beis Din. You have to battle this out. Now, Gemara is saying, no, this is going to be an exception to that rule. Ki'ilu is an injunction. There's no, I don't have to bring you to court. We both belong in court. So now the question is, why is this different? So the Rimi Gash says it's different because we're shutfin. And the Rashi says it's different because there's a very, very particular case of responding to a din that Chazal put into place. So Lechayra, it sounds like, that Rashi, who did the acrobatics to give his pshat, is a more mechudishtik pshat. Right? In other words, the Lechayra, we learn the Mishnah, the Gemara Pshita, the Rimi Gash, by the way, the Rimi Gash, we don't have him so many Masechtas. The Rimi Gash is often viewed as one of the Rebbeim of the Rambam. And the Rambam writes about the Rimi Gash, that means the Rambam was a kid when he lived with the Rimi Gash. And the Rambam writes in Rimi Gash that his knowledge was kemine mayim el mayim. He said the knowledge of the Rimi Gash was overwhelming. It was like this huge, unending ocean. So if the Rambam says about somebody that their knowledge was unending and hard to comprehend, say, it says, Mamal Orion. Mamash for who the Rimi Gash was. And when you learn Rimi Gash, you have to learn it with a little bit of pachan. You need to think about the mind that we're talking about. So the Rimi Gash said simple pshat, pshita. What's the pshita? Why do I need this halacha altogether. And Rashi is Marvich that says that the pshita afilu loy, what's the lefichach? Lefichach is a chiddush. I would say this even without the chiddush. So the kamash malon according to Mimigash Shutzvis, the kamash malon according to Rashi is no, I taka needed this din. So now you have to remind a little bit more. Okay, now there is this also brings us back to the tosas that we skipped, the chunky tosas on Beis Min Aleph. Okay, before we go in that direction, Benjamin, be very patient. What do you have to say? Is that? Okay. Who else has been patient over here? Elijah has been very patatient. Go ahead.
How would the Rimi Gash explain the feedback
of
the Mishnah?
Okay. In other words, the Elijah is saying, how does the Rimi Gash read the Lefichach? Okay. Yes. So at the end of the day, the probably, he would say that lefichach, because we have created a shutfus over here, right? Go back to the very, very first shir. A shutfin shirotu lasis, it's not a shchenim shirotu lasis. Lefichach, not because there's a halacha imposed upon you, but lefichach, because of the first line of the Mishnah, shutfin. We're looking at these people as shutfin. They don't call themselves shutfin. They call their neighbors. No, they're a chotzer. So because we are imposing the din of shutfin upon them, so therefore there's no muchzakos. No? All right.
Just to clarify, so Rashi is saying, I might be switching, but Rashi is saying the Peshitta is that even if we didn't have the din where Chazal forces shutfin to build a wall and that whole thing, like even if they weren't forced, they'd still have to split the...
Rashi is questioning the lefichach. Yeah. Rashi is learning this sugya a tad different than any other pshita. Normal pshita is, I don't need this din. Right? And Rashi is learning, who's marech, is saying this is a different pshita. The Mishnah said achirish lefichach. The Mishnah said this din is not telling you the Mishnah, that's not pashut. So the Gemara is saying it is pashut. That's a pushback on the Mishnah. What does lefichach mean? Whenever you have a lefichach, it means because of A, therefore B. Right? That means without A, there wouldn't be a B. So the Mishnah said, because of A, because it's a din, because it's a hezek, v'yishmei hezek, right? Because you agreed to build something, therefore. So Rashi's saying, therefore, even without a lefichach, I would say this din. I don't need the lefichach for this. Right? Afilu loy pasak landina de masnis and hamba lamdeinu shemetchila ben shneim asu al korcham. Hayochayken b'shavan. Rashi is a kash on the lefichach, the lashon lefichach. Rashi is marech. That means this is not a normal pshita. This is a kasha on the nusach of the Mishnah. And according to Rimi Gash, it's a regular run of the mill pshita. That's why Elijah asks very well. So, what is the Mishnah? How does Rimi Gash learn the pshat? How does he learn pshat in the pshita? Good. Ephraim, had it before. No, we're good. Akiva.
Why are we pointing out that Mortz Mikvero doesn't apply? Meaning, is it because that is it because we just don't need it because we use the dinter prior, or because even if we would have had a proper eye, or is it because since there's no proper eye, we had to bring out the din?
Yeah, so let's look for a moment. What Akiva is saying is, so when the Gemara says Kamash Malon, Mauda Tema. No, did I skip? No, Elo, Tzericha. The Nafal Rishus of the Chad Meinayo, which we would say there's a Muchzak over here. Or, the Faninu Chad Rishus Idei, or one made himself into a Muchzak. So now, Mauda Tema. So I might think that we should say Hamoitzi Mechaver Oliver. Again, and the word is that the guy who's the lucky neighbor has a taina. It's not stamazah if he said it fell in my property, finders keepers. That doesn't work in halacha, right? If he says, of course we bought it together, but we have a shtar, but it's in my property. So a chazaka without a right, without a tain, is not a chazaka. He has a story. He says, unbelievable, Ashkocha brought this, I bought it, and Kadosh Baruch Hu made it fall all on my property. Isn't that amazing? Right? Yeah. But he's saying, I was going to build it. Don't you remember that you didn't want to build it? Don't you remember that you don't know this, but before you were by me here 40 years, and now, and I built this with your father. I didn't build it with your father. Your father didn't want to build it. I built it despite your father. And then the young neighbor says, what do you mean? We have a family lore of how he built it, how he took care of it. So there's a tain over here. So that came back to Akiva's question. So here we're entering the zone of tain v'nitan. The Gemara is saying we're switching zones altogether. Until now we've been talking about two peaceful neighbors running along together. What are the halachas? Now the Gemara says, lefichach, the Mishnah says, but now I'm giving you a new din. A tain v'nitan din. They have a tain against each other. Right? So, l'chor, when you have a tain against each other, what happens? So, if I have it, I have to bring it to court. I have to have a tain against you. So over here, the Gemara is saying a chiddush. Then over here, this is answering your question. You're asking, so if there's no muchzah, if there's no amoitzi, what's the din? So the Gemara is saying over here that the bezin steps in and says, split it. Right? In other words, the bezin says you both have to come to court. Right, and the Bezin says both have to bring Rayas, and if you can't bring Rayas, we're splitting it. Normally, Bezin says if you can't bring a Raya, we're going to respect the Muchzah Kos. Over here, Bezin says without Rayas, no one gets Muchzah Kos over here. We're not respecting that Bechlal. So that's what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara says you should understand in this din, we're going to end up. We're going to end up splitting it. If nobody, you have to bring a raya. We never have such a din. Rare that you have to bring a raya that you are a muhsa. That you're a chazaka means you own it. Over here, bring the bills, bring the stories, bring the edim. No, Fry.
Can you please go over the kamashal of Rashi again?
So Rashi is saying, Rashi doesn't really spell it himself. Right? Rashi, according to Rashi, we know. Yeah, I mean, the emes is that we will learn more about Rashi from Tosfos, because Tosfos goes into Shita. But where we're finishing up right now, the way that we're finishing up right now is that Rashi's asking Akasha on the Lefichach. Rashi's saying the Gemara gave a chiddush. Because of this din, therefore we're going to split it. Therefore, Rashi says, what do you mean? We would split it no matter what. Even if the Mishnah would open up without a context. And we would say, Koisel shol shnei shcheinim shenofal. What's the din? Koisel shol shnei. So we would say, what do you mean, what's the din? It's a wall between two neighbors. Yeah, if you're in the suburb, so that never happened in the suburb. You always have the chazis, right? You have to put the nice side facing you, and you have to say, and if there's no requirement to put up a fence, so you assume it's put up on your property. Yeah. So you're living in Teaneck, so it's always assumed that the fence and the shrubs are on one person's property, right? But that's not the usual situation. The usual situation is you have two people, there's a wall between them, you assume that they put it up both. If there's a chazis, it's different. There's no chazis. There's no... Nowadays, there's always a chazis. There's always the raw side and the nice finish side. And the understanding is that you belay the raw side. So now there's almost always a chazis. But in the abstract, we have bushes. There's no chazis on the bushes. And neighbors. And each one over the years was watering the bushes. Right, and each one, and my gardener trimmed my side, and your gardener trimmed your side, right? Or nobody trimmed either side. So now you have a din, an unkept set of bushes. So nofal, right? One wants to cut them down and sell them. Or some wants to cut them down. What's the din? So you, so what do you mean? You own it b'shava, right? So that's so Rashi says, who needs a context? Rashi says, the Mishnah gives me a context. Hey, yois, that there's a din of Hezek Bia, Shmei Hezek. And therefore we had to put up a wall. So Rashi's saying, and without the context, we come to the same conclusion. So what? Why does the Tanoim stop him and say, we're going to Toin Minitin over here? This belongs in Abayisvil here, it belongs in Bavamasiya. So apparently the Gemara is saying, no, there's a din that we learn Davke from this context. There's a Lefichach. There's a therefore over here. So Rashi says that, so the Gemara now says, so that is in a situation where we would normally apply the din of muchzak. So here we're not applying the din of muchzak because of the pre-existent din, because of a halacha, because of hezek v'yish me'ezek. Right? So the Rimi Gash says that the assumed muchzak cause is undermined because there's shutfim. And Rashi says the muchzak cause is undermined because there's a mandate from Chazal. There's a, right, a fence mandate. So the fence mandate is what undermines the muchzak cause. So obviously we have to figure out now, does that mean that Rashi doesn't hold the shutfim undermines muchzak cause? Does that mean that the Migash holds that a mandate doesn't undermine? All right, so that's what we have to now go fight. But first, we do the Taisus, because the Taisus is usually in yeshivas they do the Taisus right away. The Nias Daiti, it's better to see the sugi first. And now we know what Taisus saw before he said Taisus. So an advantage. Go ahead, Benji. Go ahead.
So to put this all in a sentence, Rashi thinks that Ardin is Pashat even without the Mishnah. And the Rimi Gash thinks our din is pashut because we have the Mishnah.
Yeah.
So on the Lefichach, so Lefichach, we said Rashi is Lefichach. Rashi thinks Lefichach is going back on the box on a shutzman.
Yeah.
The Rimi Gash is going then on the notion that each one gives. Yeah, Zeno te tefachu mechza, Zeno te tefachu mechza. The Rimi Gash would say Lefichach is just a natural transition from one to the next.
Well, so Elijah is correct. L'chayre, the Rimigash would be saying lefichach because we made them into shutfim. So I don't know.
That's Rashi.
No, Rashi uses the precedent of the Mishnah teaching the halacha
that teaches about. Right. Rashi also means the context and the Rimigash is saying that the entire din is as the din as presented in the Mishnah is partial.
I'm stuck on the lefichach completely.
You're correctly stuck on it. So the lefichach, according to Rashi, everything the lefichach is well worked out, right? According to Rashi, the Mishnah says because they have a certain din, they have a certain result, and Rashi is saying we should get their result without this din.
Yeah.
And Rashi responds by saying no, that in this particular case where there is a muchzak, we would not get this result without this din.
Right. Rashi sees lefichach going back on our shutfin shorotzu also
lechitza. Well, it depends on which lashon you have on base and base, but just which thing is correct. So the Rimigash learned, Saad said, Pshita, that they should be splitting it up.
Because we have the din.
And No. Pshita, because the two guys who are sharing a wall. The two guys living because they're neighbors. A wall between two neighbors that falls belongs to two neighbors.
How is that not Rashi?
How is that not Rashi? Rashi is saying that. Rashi is saying, why do I don't need. Right? But Rashi is saying, I don't need the lefichach. Right? And the Rimigash is saying, I don't need the din altogether.
That's what I was about.
Right? Avram? But the important point is the other way around. The important point is that the Rimigash says the Chiddush of here is a Chiddush of Shutfus, and Rashi says the Chiddush of here is a Chiddush of Din. Mm-hmm. Right?
So,
go ahead.
So, would the Nafkamina be what Rashi brings up? Let's say they don't agree. Let's say there's no there's no institution, there's no Hezriya here. So, the situation of Hezriya. So, according to Rashi, Lechola, there would, if let's say the Alvanim fall into one guy's Rishas. So, seemingly, there would be a Chazaka there. Even though they're Shutfa.
Okay.
But according to the Rimigash, they're Shutfa.
Okay.
So, there's no.
Okay. Sounds good. Good. Okay, so the next is to learn the Tosfos and Beis Min Aleph. All right? And then there's a very long Rashba, which I think clarifies, I think, Rashi's Malach. Okay? And then we have to work through the Tosfos. The different Tosfos raises the various questions about why we don't use other tools of being Mevara and the Din over here. Yeah.
According to the Rimigash, so he's saying that the Lefichach makes sense because since they were forced to shut in, right, and they were forced to build the wall together, it makes sense that both of them should split the should split the materials after it's fallen. As what's Rashi that says.
I don't know. I don't know if I would say that in the Rimigash.
Because no, Rashi's saying it would be possible that they'd split the materials even if there was no din of forced shutfus, right?
Right.
Okay, the Rimigash would say the Lefichach makes sense because there is a forced shutfus.
Rashi's saying even without the, no, I think.